KSRN News, I'm John Scott. In the wake of the New Year's Day terrorist attack in his state, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is calling for all Americans to pray for our nation. Landry, who previously signed a law that the Ten Commandments be returned to public school classrooms, has faced secular criticism over his public professions of faith. But on the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Landry says it is the right thing to do.
Here's what I would tell you is that when this country actually recognized Christian principles, when the Ten Commandments was on display in our schools, there were no acts of terror on American soil. Or if they were, they were extremely limited because citizenship meant that we all rallied around the same flag.
Governor Landry's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com on Capitol Hill, we do have a Speaker of the House. A House Speaker has been named in the first round of voting on the House floor after three Republicans initially voted for other candidates than Mike Johnson. But two of them flipped their votes for Johnson, giving him the House Speaker post. The final tally on the first vote, 218 for Johnson, 215 for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. President Biden has rejected a nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. And on Wall Street, stocks have been higher throughout the morning trading session, the Dow up 326 points, the NASDAQ adding 321. This is SRN News. Sometimes it's the government and sometimes it's the neighbors.
Most measures of persecution focus on how governments restrict the religious freedom of individuals. But the Pew Research Center has produced a more nuanced study that separates out countries where Christians are likely to be persecuted not by officials, but by their neighbors who follow other faiths. The problem of what Pew calls social hostility is particularly bad in the Middle East, where most nations are predominantly Muslim and Christians are an embattled minority. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President-elect Trump warning Hamas to release its Israeli hostages. Mr. Trump says the terrorist group had better set the people free it seized during its 2023 raid on Israel by the time he's sworn into office January the 20th, or else. At least 250 Israelis were taken hostage by Hamas during the attack. Roughly 100 are apparently still being held in Gaza or elsewhere. This is SRN News. Puerto Rico has sworn in its new governor.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon takes office literally in the shadow of the electrical blackout that hit the U.S. territory on New Year's Eve. She has pledged to prioritize the crumbling power grid. Outages are still being reported. They had left 1.3 million customers in the dark. Gonzalez is a Republican who backs President-elect Donald Trump, and her pro-statehood New Progressive Party secured a historic third consecutive term after she won her November 5th election. George Williams reporting.
A large portion of downtown Omaha lost power for several hours after a garbage truck got stuck in a sinkhole at the entrance to an alley. That truck became stuck with its nose tilted down in that sinkhole early Thursday. A number of utility lines were exposed. The truck eventually was removed, power restored by early afternoon in Omaha. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.